We're Michael and Amy, your couples connection coaches. Our mission is to help couples thrive using a conscious and holistic approach. This podcast is for couples and singles who want to unlock their relationship potential and reconnect on a deeper, more meaningful soul level. We share insights, client breakthroughs, and personal stories to help move your relationship from surviving to thriving. Welcome everyone to episode 6 of the Thrive Again, Your Relationship podcast. Today we've got a great topic and it's all about rising above the monotony in your relationship. Now, for some of you probably thinking my relationship's not like that, and that is awesome. But if there is people out there that kind of feels that maybe, yes, their relationship is maybe monotonous, it's the same patterns, it's the same routines, and we repeat them over and over, which is fairly normal because I think Michael and I were in this position too. But today we're going to bring you an episode that will help to bring the spice back into your relationship and help to find some unpredictability again for you and your partner.
Yeah, I like that because unpredictability, sometimes that stirs up, whoa, that's a bit intense. And, you know, certainly we've had our dose of unpredictability in the world stage over the last few years, and that can kind of bring up some, you know, some anxiety for people. But actually it's one of the basic human needs, and we're going to touch on that now. But yeah, definitely initially in the relationship for most people, we're just flooded with so many chemicals, right? Like if you remember when we first got together, it was intense, you know, just we wanted to see each other every single day, and we just enjoyed just each other's presence, and that gave us enough as it is. So we didn't really need to chase anything to break any monotony because there just wasn't any, right?
Yeah, the good old honeymoon phase, you know, yeah. And that's the beautiful phase at the beginning of a relationship, and that can last for a few years, but I guess it's the waning of that we need to kind of focus on bringing back that unpredictability or that excitement and that, you know, that spice and that zest in the relationship, because we quickly lose it with children in particular.
Yeah, kids play a big factor in it, and that's because it's such a big role and we need to step up to that role, and most of us have never done that before. So we need to take it seriously, and then we're just like the pressure's on us and we just want to be good parents, and yeah, so then we put ourselves to the side, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So why don't you share a little bit about the basic human needs and let us know like what they are and why is this an issue in our relationship?
Yeah, so there are 6 basic human needs, and I would say that for this episode, we're only going to focus on 2. So if you want to check them out, Tony Robbins actually speaks at length about these basic human needs, and it's great to identify which ones are really important to you. So for a lot of people, one of the human needs is certainty. So it's assurance that you're going to avoid pain and gain pleasure. And, you know, this is just how we operate as human beings. It's just fundamentally what we want to do. We want to avoid pain. And so certainty is something that we need. And on the flip side of it, we also need an element of uncertainty and variety, which equates to the need for the unknown, change, new stimuli, you know, different things, different experiences, things like that. Because, of course, that's just the zest of life, isn't it? That's just, that's when you're at work and, you know, you're doing your thing, you're at the office and you're stuck there and you look out the window and you see some backpackers in like a combi, and they're just free as anything, and they probably don't even have phones, and you're just looking outside going, man, imagine if I could drop into that. And that's what I think when I see uncertainty and variety. I'm like, oh, that's those backpackers. So
I was just wondering whether that's just you.
Could be just me. Could be just me. Yeah. But, you know, travel, freedom, not being tied to anything, all those sorts of things. And I think we can get a sense of that in our relationship, but we have to work on it. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, like it takes conscious effort to ensure that there is some uncertainty or variety in our relationships, because we can certainly, you know, get on the grind and just keep grinding away, but it doesn't give us the fulfillment or the lightness of life and what it should be like. So, Yeah,
definitely. So we're going to touch on this. And if you remember at the start of your relationship, and we just touched on that, but chemistry. So when we first get into a relationship, it's often the chemicals that are flooding our neurology that really help for us to feel like there's a variety here, and there's intensity, and there's flavor, and there's zest. And so, as we know, that chemistry, typically after 6 to 9 months, it will fade. And the problem is that most people believe that, well, they want to acquire that feeling that they had before again. But the truth is it's actually not possible, and it requires you both to evolve so that you can feel that zest, excitement, and you know, that fun in your relationship without relying on the chemistry, right?
Yeah, I think it kind of just shifts a little bit though, right? Like, I don't think that ever, that honeymoon phase never really comes back, but it's just more of the depth and the connection and the intimacy of a relationship that comes over time that we can build on with this uncertainty and the variety and the excitement again back in the relationship. So, yeah, I feel like it's like a different stage of a relationship completely. It's not ever going to be the honeymoon phase, but it will definitely be a different phase to bring about some excitement and depth and connection. Yeah.
I see it as sort of like the sticky glue that bonds you initially, but then people get addicted to that and they chase that and they want that, which is why often you see people breaking up in relationships after 6-9 months, you know, and then they kind of chase that next thing again. But when you're in a true relationship, we're not relying on chemistry anymore. We're actually relying on connection and compatibility. And so that's the shift. But with connection, often we get new responsibilities, and then we might get a mortgage, and then we might have kids, and then all the seriousness starts to flood in. So that can result in weeks, months, years of moving into a monotony. Yeah. A sense of monotony. So, and this can be a monotony in what our like physical sense, in terms of our physical connection in the bedroom. It can be areas of our own personal growth, even in our conversations.
And be boring, right? It's just like same stuff, different day, you know, Groundhog Day again. And yeah, and life can be boring. You go to the bedroom, you're kind of like, oh yeah, this is what I know, what to expect. I know what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
You know, and that leads to a dullness, you know, a space of really why are we living like this? You know, you got to question that. So I guess this episode is all about ways for you guys to kind of break out of this, to change it up, to spice it up, because you can, and it's worth it, and it's fun. And I think it's something that we've experimented with over the years, and it's we wanted to share that with you guys.
Yeah, for sure. So we're going to get started now with a few things that we can implement, and things that we've implemented personally and that we encourage our clients to drop into as well. Because if I look at it as we're too zoomed in, we're too zoomed into the little parts of life. And when we zoom out, what we see is potential. And we also see where we're stuck. And we can actually see how we're lost in the little things, and how life should actually be a little bit more playful. Mm. It should actually be lighter. And the time that we have together shouldn't be that you're seeing me as a resource and I'm seeing you as a resource and we just got to get stuff done. Like, it actually is, it can be far greater than that.
Yeah, because I feel like you kind of like the tasks, you know, oh yeah, tick, 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 oh yeah, bedroom, tick, go, repeat again, you know, repeat again. So
it's been about a week, we should have sex, you know. Yeah. Or, you know, and then really, like, we're doing this out of necessity because we're fulfilling our partner's needs. But what if it was just spontaneous? What if we could just drop into a place where we're just having, you know, doing it out of spontaneity and it just feels good?
And breaking the routines or the, you know, that in itself is, we can just one day, let's just spice it up, change it up. So this is, let's get started with some of the ways that we can break the monotony in a relationship. What's the first point that we want to share?
Yeah, so I think what we just spoke about, embracing spontaneity is such a, it's more of an embodiment of an energy rather than, okay, you need to schedule in spontaneity every Monday. Like, it doesn't work, right? It's an oxymoron. It's not spontaneity. So breaking free from routine.
Yep.
Surprising your partner with unexpected gestures or activities.
Yeah.
Date nights, you know, things that are actually, I don't know, like moments of surprise.
Yeah. So like what, let's share maybe something that we've experienced recently. I think maybe you had a good example from this morning.
Yeah, for sure. Like actually, I know you mentioned it last night, but then I forgot about it completely. But you just said you were going to go out for a surf and I haven't been out for a surf for a long time. And then I just forgot about it. And then this morning it was, you know, my neighbor just pulled up and said, hey, are you going out for a surf? Because Amy said she's going out. And I just said, oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. She's just going out, I think, with your partner. And he's like, no, I'm going out too. And I'm like, oh, cool. So that's like in an hour. And then straight away it's like, all right, we're going out for a surf together. And that's what we did. And that was an example where we could have just got into work, right? We've got a lot of stuff we're onto at the moment and we're working hard with couples. And luckily we didn't have an appointment till 11:30. So that was an opportunity for us to go just say yes, because we could say no and then we could just get into the office again. And I guess we're blessed to have that opportunity. But if we didn't, if we had to turn up to work at say 7 o'clock, then I'm sure we could have gone for a walk together at 6 a.m. you know, just for half an hour, just do something different, you know, break it up if that's possible.
Yeah, for sure. And that's what the spontaneity is all about, embracing that. Yeah, awesome. So what's the next, what's something else that we could do to break this up?
Yeah, so for me, I really think that it's really important to explore new hobbies together, you know, just to engage in interests and activities that can really help break the monotony and things that you both enjoy. So I think, you know, for us, like we've explored even having a hit of tennis together, you know, just doing something like that, where we really enjoy something that we really enjoy together, that, you know, we can schedule in maybe through the week or through even just once a month.
Yeah. Yeah. So just exploring new things, sitting down, asking, what do you love to do that you haven't done for ages? Let's go do that, and making it happen.
Yeah. Cool. Perfect. Another thing that that we really wanted to speak about, because we're just going to rattle through these for you guys so that you can write them down, maybe insert them into your mind, remember them, and then look to implement at least one or two of these. But, you know, just surprise getaways, dates or experiences. And I think that we can underestimate how much of an impact just one surprise getaway can actually make, even if it's just once every 6 months. If you were just to drop in, hey, we're going to go away, I've organized for a camp trip and we're just going to get into nature, we're going to turn our phones off because there's no reception there, or we're going to go and, I don't know, go for a hike together, you know, and that could be, you know, with, if you have a family, it could be with the family. You know, it doesn't mean you have to exclude the family, but it's also important to remember that we should be doing some things on our own as well, if we can, if that is able to be facilitated.
Yeah, for sure. And I think those, all those sorts of things, you know, they break that normal routine of like, maybe you need to go to soccer on a Saturday morning with the kids, and then maybe you've got something else on a Sunday afternoon or something. So just breaking that routine, and it's like for your mind, for the brain, it's such a great way to clear and reset. Because that will help, the studies done, that will help the brain to look at new things. It sees, like, even if it's a camp trip, you know, the new beach or new tree, or and that stimulates new neurons in the brain to light up, and it will actually leave you more energized and more fulfilled. And that in itself, even if it's not, you know, particularly romantic, it can be super great for the resetting and the coming back together in that new relationship.
Yeah, one thing that really comes to mind for me was a few years ago when your parents looked after our kids and we were able to go into the city and just go to a comedy show, you know, or just go to out to a concert, you know, listen to some music or go to a theatre show, and those sorts of experiences where we just the freedom that we experienced just for two nights was absolutely unimaginable for us at that period of time when our kids were quite young, and it was, you know, we were under a lot of stress. We put ourselves under a lot of stress.
And have fun together again, you know, and I think because that's what I feel like we're missing sometimes in that monotonous relationship is fun and lightness, because everything's so serious and heavy. We've got the jobs, we've got to get money, you know, all of those stresses of life. But we've got choices, and sometimes they might be a little bit challenging to do those things. It might mean that you need to get a little bit more organized with the kids. You might have to plan a few things, but let me tell you, your mind, body, and your soul will thank you for it, because when you come back from that break, it'll be so much more beneficial for you in the long term.
Yeah, and it leads into the next point, because often we don't give ourselves time to communicate with each other. And when I say communicate, most of the time we're pointing out in our partner all the things that aren't right or the things that need to get done and our frustrations at them. So if you're able to transport yourself into a place, like a physical place where you're both happy, then it's more likely that there's going to be harmony, which then facilitates the potential of having fantastic open conversations and deeper conversations where we can really speak a lot, I guess, in more of an expanded way about, hey, what is it that you want in life? Like, what are your desires? What are your dreams? What are your fantasies? Tell me about those now, because I'm here to listen and I'm really interested in that. And how can I help you to make this happen? Imagine having those conversations.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because we don't give ourselves time to even do that, or the space, I think it is, you know, to create the space to have those open discussions and intimate conversations about what it is you desire, what's your deepest dreams, your wishes, you know, like go into that and find out that from your partner, because be curious to learn more about who your partner actually is, because that's how the longevity of a relationship will keep flourishing, is the curiosity, the learning, the understanding. I still think there's parts of you that I'm still, you know, learning about, even though we've been together for like 20 years. But I think that's the excitement of a relationship, is continually looking and inquiring into their life and who they are.
Yeah, well said. And I think it goes both ways, in that the only way that we can find out that is to give it space and inquiry. And if we can inquire into that, into our partner, and give them the opportunity to speak up, then we find out more about them, and then our relationship deepens. That when we started to do this intentionally, I just remember everything changing for us. Like, I mean, I know we were going through a significant period of growth, both of us, and one of us might be down while the other's up, but just by asking those questions to the partner that's down, it might actually provide just some relief for them to know that you're there for them, you know, and maybe they're at a 20% at the moment, but you can just say, hey, that's fine. I got the rest. I got the 80%, you know, I can pick you up. So you just do what you need to do and let me know how I can support you in this, because it's not always roses.
And that's the thing too, I think, maybe we're going a little bit off track, but this is okay. But I think, you know, with couples, well, particularly I know in our relationship, I was like, I've got this, I'm strong, I can keep going, I don't need to, you know, you put on that that kind of suit of armor that protects you from the challenges of motherhood and, you know, parenting and serious world stuff. So if you can kind of sit with your partner and allow to be vulnerable with them, so then you can take off little parts of that armor, it allows you so much freedom and lightness and again, you know, that deep connection, because it's important to be able to open up, to have those deeper conversations, to let them know what's exactly going on in your world.
Yeah, for sure. So The final point we wanted to touch on is, you know, just trying new things physically with each other, because, you know, that predictability and that monotony in our life, it transfers directly into our physical connection, and especially in the bedroom. So if things are particularly lifeless between the two of you, and yeah, you're just stuck in your normal day-to-day routines and roles, you don't really see each other that much, you just feel like you're treading water and just getting through it, then if you do even find the time to have sex in the bedroom, then the physical intimacy is going to be a direct reflection of the energy of the relationship at that current period of time, right? So ways to break that takes courage. It actually takes courage to sort of say, hey, let's flip the switch and change things up a little bit. I'm feeling like it's a bit lifeless, you know, between us. Subtle, small things, I think, equate to big things.
Yeah, for sure. And that's, you know, that spontaneity in the bedroom, it needs to be there to keep that excitement alive. Particularly, I mean, sex is amazing, but if it's always the same and always you won't know what to expect, and oh yeah, this, he'll do this and then I'll do that and then he'll this will happen, then of course that's going to be boring, right? You know, as much as it feels good, but it's probably not what you're wanting to zest it up and spice it up and change things and break that monotony for you in your relationship.
Yeah, so the small things that I was talking about could be something as simple as just lighting 5-6 tea light candles in your room. If you just did that and you knew you guys were going in for an intimate session of sex, just that just changes. Just the flickering of the lights in the bedroom, maybe putting some music on, something that's maybe some of your favorite relaxing music or whatever you want to put on, but something that's different, you know, and then maybe that might open up to exploring new techniques, asking questions about, hey, what do you like? Because I think that the majority of couples, and it's a really interesting topic, we just drop into what's comfortable again, because then nothing's awkward. And then, but then what manifests from that is that I'm not really getting what I truly want in this. And, you know, again, it's just dropping into that predictability, which then just circulates around in our own life again. So we just get stuck in that pond.
Exactly. So we've shared 5 ways to break that monotony and to rise above it, to create an exciting, light, fun, intimate relationship, Eve, at whatever stage of your relationship you're at. You might have been married for 40 years, but all of these things can still bring you a little bit of excitement and change. And that's what we're hoping this podcast is sharing. But we also like to invite you guys to check out our free relationship challenge. It's a 7-day challenge. It's on our website. And in that relationship challenge, again, you know, we need to challenge ourselves. We need to do things differently. We need to get out of our comfort zones and try to do new things. And this is what this challenge is all about. It is a little bit uncomfortable for some couples, but it's also exciting and brings that unpredictability for you guys too. So it's on our website.
Yeah, I think you guys probably know us by now, even if you just listen to this episode as the first time you've heard us. So you kind of get our energy. We're not going to get you guys to do anything super weird. It's anyone who's listening to this absolutely qualifies for it. So give it a go. And I promise you, it will help with deepening the richness in the bond and connection between the two of you if you commit to it. So
awesome.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us again on this podcast. And that was episode 6. And we're releasing these every fortnight. So make sure you are dropping in. I think it's every Wednesday we drop a new episode. So we'd love to see you on the next one.
And yeah, don't forget to subscribe so you'll get the updates of when they come through. And also share this with any family and friends. We'd love to share this message far and wide. And we need you guys to help us to do that. So thanks so much for tuning in. See you next time.
All right. See you, folks.